Well, there are always pros and cons to Vacation Bible School. One of the pros is that I get to dress down a little bit on the Sunday beforehand. One of the cons is that it's so much work that you're pretty much near exhausted, so often before it even starts. And so we're going to be looking today at the ministry of Jesus. And one of the things that we are going over and over again, and we want drilled into not just our minds, but also our hearts, is why we as a church exist. So say it with me. Our church exists to follow Jesus and love people. Let's do it again. Our church exists to follow Jesus and love people. So as we are going to look at our passage for this morning, we're going to see some similarities between the ministry of Jesus and what Jesus has called us to, especially this week. And we are going to learn some interesting lessons from Jesus. Let's take a moment to pray and we will dive into our passage. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much that you are our amazing God. And Lord, we thank you that you have called us your children. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son. And Lord, we thank you also for the example of your Son, Jesus. And we ask that you would be transforming our hearts and our minds, that we would be falling in love with Jesus so much that it radically changes who we are. And that we say like Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." Lord, thank you that you are an amazing God. And that you love us like your children, and that you have adopted us and called us your children. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would turn with me to Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. We've only got 3 verses today, but there is a lot jam-packed in them. And my mother, the writer, will be very pleased with me because I have a 3-point sermon for us. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 15. You've got the pew Bibles that look like this. It is page 570. Beginning in verse 15. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for such belongs to the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not inherit it." So our main point, the main thing that we're going to be looking at today is, how do we follow Jesus and love people the way that Jesus loves people? You might remember as we went through our vision series, as we were looking at what we as a church are going to be focusing on, where our heart's cry is going to be, you'll remember that we talked a lot about reaching men. That was the same heart cry. That was the same thing that Jesus did over and over and over again. He got his 12 disciples. Did he reach women? Did he reach children? Yes, absolutely. But he had his disciples. He had those that he focused on. And one of the things that he did was he raised up men to lead and to lead well and to guide the church on into the rest of the ages. So one of the things that we talked about is reaching men and meeting men where they're at and bringing them to Jesus and bringing Jesus to them. And so one of the things that it's easy when you have a robust focus like that, when you realize the ministry Jesus did and the way that he focused primarily on men, it's really easy to get off and say, well, we're not going to focus on children. We're not going to focus on women. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We are going to focus solely and only on men. And that is not the case at all. That's not what Jesus did at all. So there are a few different things that I want us to look at. One, I want us to make sure that we are willing to be inconvenienced, that we are willing for our lives to be interrupted. We're willing for when we have one plan and God says, I've got another plan. I've got a plan for you to focus on this right now, that we listen to what he says. Two, that we are willing to rebuke those who hold to the plan and do not focus on what God has called us to be focusing on in that moment. And three, that for us to enter the kingdom of God, for us to inherit, for us to wind up in heaven as God's adopted children forever, we must become like children. Those are our three main points for today. So first, we will be looking at being inconvenienced and interrupted. How many of us, and if we've been doing ministry for more than 3 months, it should be every hand up here is raised. How many of you have been involved in ministry and something went haywire? You actually had to minister to a person and it frustrated you because you wanted to get the job done. You had something that was there in front of you and you're like, I got to get this done. I got to go through this and I've got to make sure that this is what is done and that this is accomplished because this is the plan, this is the vision that God gave me. And if you've been a Christian for more than 3 months, this should have happened to you. You get involved in ministry, and it's really easy for it to become about the ministry rather than about the ministry. It becomes about what you are trying to accomplish rather than the people that God is calling us to follow Jesus by loving on and serving. It becomes about the rules and the order rather than about the people. And one of the things that I see in this, Jesus has just gotten done telling a story of a Pharisee and a tax collector. He's just been preaching to groups of people. I'm sure he had many more stories that he was going to go and that he was going to focus on other things. But here all of a sudden these people come rushing up with their children and saying, put your hands on my children, pray for my children, bless my children. We want our children to grow up and love God and serve God like you love God and serve God and love people. My child has had this nasty cough. Living in the Midwest, I'm sure that many of you have had children with nasty coughs that you just want to get better. You want them to be able to sleep through the night. You want that disobedient child to start behaving and acting well. And I'm sure there were a few more points in Jesus' sermon that he was hoping to get to. But as there was a need that arose, he listened to the Holy Spirit and said, no, it is about the people, not my sermon, not my ministry, not my whatever. It's about what God is calling us to do and to be a part of. Our God is so wonderful and amazing that he speaks to us, that he puts urges and changes us so that we want to do things that we may not want to do. There are some of you who absolutely love and adore, and your passion is ministering to children like Miss Bessie. Many of us, that may not be the case. Our passion may not be ministering to kids. Our passion may not be focusing on kids. In fact, some of us, our passion may be to not have kids and to not focus on kids. That can actually be a passion. And even some of the most kid-friendly, kid-oriented, ministry-focused on kid people that I have ever seen and met, some of the things that I have seen is even they get burnt out from time to time. It may energize you most of the time, but you get those couple of kids that just get under your skin and don't do things the way you think they ought to do. And you lose your cool. You stop following Jesus and loving people, and instead you love yourself and your quote-unquote ministry. And Jesus and the kids fall to the wayside. You and I are going to be tempted every day this week to let our focus become on how Vacation Bible School should run and how things should operate exactly the way that we want them to. And God is going to interrupt us like he interrupted Jesus with children. They're not going to sit quietly and listen to everything you have to say. They're going to try and do things their own way. They may even be a little messier than we would like them to be. But what is God calling you to do during this interruption? He's calling you to follow Jesus and say, let the little children come to me. Let them come. And that kind of leads us into our next point. When we see ourselves or our brothers and sisters this week, especially as we are working with the kids, we have permission from the Holy Scriptures to follow the example of Jesus and rebuke each other. When there isn't love being showed, when anger comes out, when sharp words are spoken to children, to say, all right, we can't act like that. We can't talk that way to children. This is an opportunity that Jesus is giving us to minister to these kids, and we need to take this opportunity. Be willing to rebuke. Be willing to say, hey, if we are going to follow Jesus and love people, then we need to love people and treat people lovingly. And I know that there are cultural differences and things that will get under your skin. I know that there are things that will happen, and many of us have grown up with this mentality that children are to be seen and not heard. I am here to tell you that that is not biblical, and that is wrong. That is not the attitude at all that Jesus took with ministry. We've got the end of this message that Jesus is preaching when these kids come into his life, interrupt his life, interrupt his ministry. And does he say, no, you guys need to sit back in the nursery and you guys can't be here right now, and send a couple of the lesser disciples off on childcare duty so that the rest of us grown folks can listen to the message? That's not his focus. When they get a little restless, he says, come to me, let me love on you, let me care for you. Not get that whiny baby out of here. And so as we are being interrupted in our lives with Jesus, sometimes we need, like the disciples needed, a friendly reminder, a friendly rebuke from our brothers and sisters to say, hey, it's about Jesus and it's about the kids. It is not about Vacation Bible School. It is not about making sure our class goes exactly right or the craft turns out perfect or that everything falls into line. It is about loving on kids because Jesus has first loved us. Because Jesus gives us the example of loving children. Are you willing to stand up and meet the challenge? Are you willing to follow Jesus and love children? Not just from a distance, I'll pray for them and I'll wish them well, but are you willing for your life to get messy because God has placed children in your path for ministry? Finally, the kingdom of heaven belongs to those like children. And we will never enter heaven unless we are like children. I think sometimes as I think this, I've had some misconceptions about what that might look like. I think at times when I've read this passage, I've thought, oh, what God is asking for is blind obedience, blind faith, blind this, blind everything, just jumping out and going for it with everything. I'm reminded of how I was as a child and how many of my brothers have been at different times. And one of the things I find is children rarely give in to blind obedience. Children ask why. Children are eager to learn. Children are eager to move forward, are eager to grow up, are eager to move past the point they're at, are wondering why. And there's excitement when you grasp a new piece of information. There's excitement when God reveals something new to you. There is a natural tendency, sociologically speaking, in the way that we have a tendency to move is we have a tendency to move from being creative and out there and exploring and constantly moving forward. And as we get older, we move to the other side. We actually physically start using the other side of our brain more, and we go more to this is what I have seen happen, this is logic, this is how things go in, this is how things fit together, this is the way we have always done it. And it's a natural tendency, and I think that part of what it is sin gets into our life, and in areas it grows and it kills some of the creativity. And we know that our God is a creator God because he created the universe. We know that our God likes to push us forward and expand things. But we sometimes have this tendency to move from creativity to memory. And when we're children, we're very creative and we're very excited and we're constantly enthralled by the option of growth and moving. One of the things that I want you to see is what God is calling you to be is to be like a child, to be asking the questions why. He's also asking you to obey. It's like when a parent yells at their child to get out of the street so they don't get hit by the car. The child needs to obey and then say after, why were you so panicked? Why did you want me out of the road like that? Well, you didn't see it, but there was a car that was revving its engine down the block. There was this happening. And so the question is why? God does not want us to remain in blind obedience or to just keep repeating the same things over and over again, but he wants us to grow and he wants us to understand. And I'm telling you, if Jesus lives in you, if his spirit is in you, you are not going to be content just going through the motions. you're going to want to know God better. And it's not just going to be, well, why shouldn't I, or it's not going to be, well, I shouldn't do this. It's, God, why are you saying not to do this? What are you protecting me from? How are you loving me in an amazing, wonderful way? Be curious. Explore. One of the things I've said before is if you reach maturity once as a Christian and don't continue to grow, you are no longer mature. To be a mature Christian, you have to keep on growing. You cannot remain stagnant in your faith. You can't. We see that Jesus kept growing. We see that Jesus kept learning how to be obedient to the Father. Obedient even to the point of death. Death on a cross. And yes, he had never disobeyed, but I bet you there was a pretty strong learning curve as he was going up to that cross. Because as God's son, he could have just said, angels, knock all these Roman soldiers dead, put these Pharisees who have called for my crucifixion, put them up on their crosses. He could have done it. But he chose not to. He learned to be obedient. It's easy to be obedient when your head agrees with your parent. I remember years ago, and I won't get into all the details, but there was something in parenting me that my mom and my stepfather disagreed on. And some others who were very religious Christians said, well, you should have done this anyways. And my mom said, are you saying that I should not have been submissive to my husband? And they said, well, we would have been in agreement with our husbands, or our husbands would have been in agreement with us. That's not submission. That's not obedience. It's easy to obey when you agree. It's tough to obey when, like Jesus, you are crying, struggling with God, saying, God, I don't want to, but still, I will obey. Still, I know your way is best. I will suffer. I will deal with what you need me to deal with. I will go out of my way. I will be interrupted. I will be inconvenienced to do the ministry that you have called me to do. It all comes back to Jesus and what he did on the cross. He came, he, God eternal, left the comforts of heaven and came down to earth living the sinless life that you and I could not live. He never did anything against God's law. Never. And he died the death that we should have died, a death so painful that they created a word for how painful it was. Excruciating, which literally means from the cross. And on the third day, he rose again so that we can have hope for eternal life, so that we can get to live and be with him forever, so that we can call God Father or Daddy. That's what Abba means. That's what Jesus calls God the Father, is Daddy. There's an intimacy, there is a closeness, and it's all accomplished by what Jesus did on the cross. So let's go over our 3 points. One, allow yourself to be interrupted. Allow your ministry to be interrupted and inconvenienced for the ministry that God wants you to be a part of. Two, be willing to give that gentle reminder or rebuke when you see a brother or a sister focusing more on vacation Bible school than they are focusing on ministering to children. And three, to get to heaven, to be a part of what God wants us to do, we must embrace Him like a child embraces a father, that we must go into that love that God has given us, that we must run into His open arms as He is running to grab us and pick us up. And that to truly be a Christian, God will keep you growing. You will see yourself continue to grow. And you will be like a child saying, why? I want to know more. I want to know my God better. That's how you can know you're a Christian. If you are keep growing and you have not become content with how things are. Is God still changing you? If He is, you know He's working. You know His Spirit lives in you. So during our invitation, we are going to have different opportunities. If you want to know more about Jesus and how He loves you, then I would love to talk with you up here. Don't worry, I'll turn the mic off. If you have been a Christian and you say, I have stopped growing, I have stopped loving children, or I never was willing to love children and I want to repent, there's an opportunity for you to repent and talk. Also, so that you know, if you do not have a Bible at home, at the table just outside this door and at the table at the back, there are free Bibles. It is our gift to you. We want you to be asking the why questions. We want you to be getting to know God better, not because I, the preacher, get up here and stand and tell you it's all about Jesus, but because you meet Jesus and fall in love with Him. And the clearest way He speaks to us is through His Scripture. The clearest way He shows who He is through His Scripture. Let's take a moment to pray and we will take time for our invitation. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that You would be working in our hearts, that we would be following Jesus, and that we would be loving children, that we would be loving their families, and that we would be falling in love with what You are calling us to do, that we would not be content with where we are, that we would constantly be wanting to grow. And Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit and the fact that Your Holy Spirit is constantly pushing us to grow, and that if we are growing, we know it is because of Your Holy Spirit. Lord, keep us growing. Keep us focused on what you have done and help us to follow Jesus and love people. Help this Vacation Bible School not to be about us and patting ourselves on the back, but about you and those that we have the opportunity to meet and to bless and to care for. In Jesus' name, amen.